This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States' top diplomat is in London for a week of talks with his counterparts from the G7, Group of Seven Richest Countries. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is meeting Monday with leaders from Britain, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, and Japan. Russia is expected to be a focus, with the group looking at ways to counter Moscow's disinformation and propaganda campaigns. It's the first in-person G7 meetings in nearly 2 years because of the pandemic. Host Britain also invited Australia, South Korea, and India. International aid is pouring into India as its coronavirus death toll hit another grim record. Nearly 3,700 deaths were reported Sunday, the most in one day, with another day of nearly 400,000 new cases of COVID-19 found across India. Long lines were seen at vaccination centers over the weekend as the disease overwhelms the healthcare system, as well as crematoriums and graveyards. The U.S., Russia, Britain, France, and Germany are among countries trying to help with things like India's medical oxygen shortage. Argentina's coronavirus count hit 3 million on Sunday as medical workers say hospitals are at full capacity despite toughened government measures to bring down the spread of infections. The government of President Alberto Fernandez this week unveiled a new round of restrictions as a second wave batters the country, filling up intensive care units and setting new daily records for cases and deaths. A doctor says Argentina's health system does not support one more patient and is already overflowing. He says the key to recovery would be speeding up its stalled vaccination care.